It's the Mint City Soccer Show. I am your host, Matt Swift. After a two-game home stint, Charlotte FC are back on the road, and they're heading up north to take on the New England Revolution, a struggling New England Revolution who sit dead last in the East, having yet to win this season. They have one draw, four defeats, and they just got thumped in the CONCACAF Champions Cup by Club America, 4-0. And they still have to play that away leg next Tuesday. New England have only scored four goals this season in MLS play. All of those goals have come in the second half, aside from one that came in late stoppage time in the first half in their match against Chicago. So it's safe to say that it's going to be very important for Charlotte FC to come out strong early in the first half, capitalize on our chances. We can't miss chances like we have the past couple of games, and get up early on New England. What we don't want to happen this game is for New England to hang around, get into this game. They have Carlos Hill, who is always dangerous on the field, no matter how much New England is struggling. He's always a threat. You can't let him have time on the ball and make plays. As this game gets stretched, we have to be mindful of him. We can't lose track of him. Need to get in his face, much like Acosta from Cincinnati. You got to foul him whenever you can, as long as he's not near our goal, and just make it tough for him all match. So that's something we're going to have to watch out for. We've done fairly decent this season, matching up against kind of, you know, key players. Insigne, yeah, he got that wonder strike off, but for the most part, kept him at bay. Acosta, Cucho Hernandez, same thing. Those are the type of players that can make plays on you. So you just got to be mindful of that. Make sure you're tracking him. That's where Westwood, Gianni, or whoever is going to be playing alongside of Westwood have to be mindful of him as he's coming up the field. This will be New England's fourth home match in all competitions. It really hasn't mattered, but New England will be looking to finally get into the win column at the Crown's expense. New England like to possess the ball. They've led in that category in all but one match so far this season. But their expected goals, they're towards the bottom of the league. So lots of possession, but they're really not doing much with it. Kind of sounds familiar with us last season. They are sixth in the league in passing percentage. But other than that, team stat-wise, they are mid-table, bottom of the table in pretty much every single category. If there were ever a time to get 3 points on the road, it's here. With a team that's struggling, they've had some goalkeeping controversy. They just had to play Tuesday night. This is a team you need to beat. It's a game that you need to win. A loss here, in my opinion, would be very bad. A point would still not be great. I guess I would take it. But 3 points here would make up the 2 points that we dropped last match against Cincinnati. And it would just go a long way in moving us up the table, especially with some of the other matchups that are coming out this weekend. So there's lots to be gained here. And I want to see our team, I want to see what they're made of. Have we really improved? This is the game to really show it. You know, you got to win your matches at home, but to make that next step, you really got to start grabbing some points on the road. I think we've played pretty well on the road, but this is a game I think that we really need to win. So how will Charlotte FC line up? Two big question marks for me is who's going to be starting up top? Will that be Patrick? Will that be Enzo Capetti? Both missed chances last match. Patrick's been starting. Capetti came off the bench as a second half sub. Capetti's coming off an injury, but he's our DP. So a big, big question mark for Dean Smith to answer this weekend. Of course, the other big question is how much playing time will our new signing, Leo Labada, get? Coach Smith indicated that he's probably not going to start. They did have a kind of closed-door inner squad scrimmage, and Labada played 45 minutes, and that's great to see. I just don't think he's 90 minutes fit yet, and that's okay, but perhaps we'll see him as a second-half sub this game. Dean Smith, let's see if he's going to switch things up for this opponent. You know, we played a certain way against Cincinnati, but let's see if he changes this game If Abada doesn't start, could we see, you know, Yuri Tavares back out there with Vargas on the other wing? Where will he utilize Brek de Havre? Will he be on the field? So lots of questions there. It's a lot of delightful questions that's going to be answered this weekend. I just hope that Dean Smith comes out aggressive. Like I said, we got to make the best of our first half opportunities. I really want to like jump on New England, crush their spirit, especially after them coming off a 4-0 like thumping. I think if we score early, that would just crush their spirit altogether. So I'm hoping to see something like that. Very much like, you know, because New England likes to possess the ball, I really would like to see us come out like we did against Vancouver, really on the front foot and kind of take them by surprise and jump on them early. Caleb Porter seems to think that New England are going to win, promising a win, in fact. Dean Smith thought that was rather humorous and said that Caleb shouldn't make promises that he may not be able to keep. I also thought it was pretty humorous. And that is why I want to see a 3-0 victory for the crown. I would like to be up 2-0 at the half and then close it out with another goal in the second half, maybe Abada gets that second half goal. But let's see your score prediction, guys. Like, what do you think is going to happen? We are going to be at Salud in NOTA this Saturday as part of the Mint City Collective Watch Party. It kicks off at 6. Our show is going to start at 6. We're going to grab a few of you out of the crowd, have you on the show. It should be a lot of fun. But guys, let us know in the comments like what you think. Are you hopeful for this game? Are you kind of neutral? What do you think? Let us know, and guys, we'll see you Saturday.